This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that good in my life in this world would offer me. Looking for some peace in my soul.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla. At 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 MW Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
I said, Lord,
do it.
I said,
Lord, do it for me.
I said, Lord. For me,
do it for me
right now.
Right now.
I said, Lord,
do it.
I know that you can. I said,
Lord, do it.
Do it. Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Right now.
Right now.
Listen here. When I'm in trouble. Just can't seem to find my way through. I said, Lord,
Lord,
do it for me.
Do it for me.
Whoa. When I'm in trouble,
Lord, do it.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Right now.
Right now.
You read in your Bible about a blind man that could not see. He said, Lord, do it for me. He heard about a man that was passing this way. He said, Lord, stop by. Lord, stop by and lay your hands on me. Oh. I said, Lord, do it for me.
Yeah.
I said, Lord,
Lord,
do it for me.
Do it for me.
I said, Lord, Lord, do it for me.
Lord, do it.
for me.
Do it for me.
Right now.
Right now.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Right now.
Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege. We pray, oh God, that you would speak a word into the hearts and minds of your people, a word that will remind us that you are God and you're God all by yourself. We thank you and we give you praise for these blessings now. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. As we stand all over this place for the reading of God's word, I want to call your attention this morning to the book of Psalm, the 121st number, the book of Psalms. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to take a moment as we close out this Black History Month, but I like to tell folk that we ought to celebrate Black history 365 days of the year. But for just a moment, I want you to think with us in terms of a subject. Lord, we need your help. Amen. Lord, we need your help. Thank you, ushers. Marcus Garvey once said that a people without the knowledge of their history, origin, and culture are like trees without roots. History is the study of the past, particularly people and events of the past. The importance of history is common to all races because it provides a context for our lives and it helps us to understand the present while we prepare for the future. There have been unforgettable landmark events in our history that point out our great achievements and that also highlight our disastrous errors. According to the ancient Greek philosopher Plutarch, true history is the study of great leaders and innovators. Prominent individuals shape the course of history through their personalities, through their character, through their ambitions, through their abilities, leadership, and creativity. And in some cases, they shape the course of history because they lack those fundamental qualities. Human history, according to the British writer Arnold Toynbee, is also characterized by the study of challenge and response. There have been physical, environmental, economic, or ideological challenges taken on by individuals who have changed the course of history. The month of February is Black History Month. We honor the contributions of African Americans to our nation's history. The month of February has been set aside as a tribute to African-American men and women who have made significant contributions in the fields of civil rights, religion, science, politics, law, sports, arts, and many other areas. From the earliest days of the African presence in America, blacks have contributed to the fiber of American culture. And because we have also served and died in defense of this country, it is fitting that we should celebrate our achievements and our contributions. We celebrate Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a civil rights activist, minister, Nobel laureate winner, awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom before his assassination in 1968. We celebrate Maya Angelou, a poet, actress, and civil rights activist, known for her autobiographical writings, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and All God's Children Need Traveling Shoes. We celebrate Maggie Lena Walker, who, despite her disabilities and paralysis, became the first black woman to form a bank and the first woman of any race to be a bank president in these United States of America. We celebrate Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, Muhammad Ali, James Baldwin, Shirley Chisholm, Medgar Evers, Althea Gibson, and even Barack Hussein Obama, who made their marks in history as profound examples of true leadership. Black history celebrates the courage and endurance and faith of a people to move beyond our bondage and persevere through our hardships. Like the ancient Jews of biblical history, black people have understood that God uses great men and women to liberate his people. We are inspired this morning by the courage of Rosa Parks, who challenged the unfair status quo. We are inspired by the creativity of George Washington Carver, whose favorite scripture was, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. We are inspired by Ida B. Wells, co-founder of the NAACP. We are inspired by Joan Higginbotham, the third African-American woman to go into space. And my brothers and sisters, what these historic people have done serves as a reminder of the role that our Christian faith can play in history. Great leaders like Moses, like Joshua, like Deborah, like Joseph, like King David, like Daniel and the Apostle Paul, who dared to display courage. They believed like Joshua. Y'all remember what Joshua said? Joshua said, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. None of these leaders achieved greatness on their own. And so the question comes this morning, where did they get help? Where did they find the help they needed to reach their goals? Well, I want to suggest to you this morning, without fear of contradiction or debate, that their help came from the Lord. How many of you know the Lord is who we need? Amen. Thank God we've come a mighty long way, but if you look at what's happening in our political realm, you understand that the fight ain't over yet. And I don't know about you this morning, but I've come by to submit and suggest to us that if we're going to go forward into the future successfully, we need God on our side. And so our foreparents, they made it, they survived, they helped us to endure and persevere because they understood that they needed help from God. Well, they needed help from God because they understood, number one, that the Lord is our strength. Psalm 121 says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. I don't know about y'all, but I want a God who does not sleep on the job. Am I by myself here this morning? When crisis comes or life challenges me beyond my carnal abilities, I want to know that I can lean on the Lord for the muscle that I'm lacking. I want to know that I do not have to face my trials on my own power. Isaiah says that when God rolls up his sleeve and bares his arm, all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Y'all, he's really talking about God revealing his glory. This same Isaiah says in Isaiah 40 and 5 that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. I've told Pleasant Hill before that what Isaiah is talking about when he makes reference to the glory of the Lord being revealed, that word glory literally means the weight of God. And so in our modern day vernacular, what Isaiah is saying is that when God throws his weight around, all flesh will see it together. And I don't know about anybody else in the room, but I'm a witness. I've been in some situations where the devil and my haters thought they had me defeated. That is until God stepped in and threw his weight around. Is there anybody else here this morning who is a living witness when folk thought they counted you out, when they tried to stop your promotion, when they tried to stop you from doing all that God called you to do? You called on the name of God. And what did he do? He showed up and started throwing his weight around. Is there anybody that can praise that kind of God this morning? We discover that when God shows up and begins to throw his weight around, we discover that God is our strength when we are weak. We discover that God is our strength when we are persecuted. We discover that God is our strength when we are cast aside. We discover that God is our strength when we are mocked and ridiculed. When sickness comes into our bodies, we find out that God is our strength. If we're going to commit to a great cause, if we're going to be the missionaries of this century, if we're going to magnify his marvelous name, then we need to lean on the strength of his everlasting arm, the arm that cannot fail. Oh my, I can't help but hear the late Brother Edison, who was our song leader, even in our old building, in the old church. I can't help but hear Brother Edison and Sister Cora Wilson on the piano as they would lead us in that song, "What a Fellowship." What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. God is our strength. But then secondly, the psalmist lets us know that the Lord is our keeper. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. When the Lord keeps you, as a matter of fact, y'all help me. Turn to a neighbor, find somebody and look them in the eye and tell them this. Tell them that when the Lord keeps you, you are sure enough kept. I'm sorry. I know we got the university women here with us today, and I know, ladies, that there's nothing grammatically correct about what I just had you to say, but I told Pleasant Hill in times past that if somebody runs in here with a sawed-off shotgun and says, "I'm going to shoot y'all," you'd better run just as fast as if they had said, "I'm preparing my weapon to annihilate everyone in this room." So help me say it again. Tell them one more time that when the Lord keeps you, you are sure enough kept. See, that don't mean anything to some of y'all, because you're driving Lincolns and Cadillacs now. You're driving Mercedes and BMWs now. But there are two or three folk in here who can remember when you didn't have two nickels to rub together. There are some folk in here who can remember when you didn't have a choice of what you were going to wear on Sunday morning. And you are a living witness that the Lord will keep you. The Lord will make a way for you. The Lord will open door. Give him praise in this place. When the Lord keeps you, you're sure enough kept. All Reverend Glenn is trying to tell you is you don't have to spend time worrying and strategizing your way through life's tribulations. You just need to let the Lord fight your battle. I like this biblical metaphor. I like the way this biblical metaphor puts it. God is the shade on your right hand. You see, the soldier in ancient times was trained to carry his weapon in his right hand. And y'all, when God shaded his right hand, God was hiding the soldier's weapon from the enemy. What better way for a sneak attack than to keep your weapon concealed? The psalmist says that when God is your keeper, your enemies won't even see you coming. Oh my, that's a blessing to somebody in here, because one thing I've discovered in this life is that life is full of enemies. Some of them are not people. There are enemies of the flesh. There are enemies of the mind. There are enemies of the soul. But what I love about my God is that he's able to shelter you and keep you from all of them. God will keep you through shattered dreams. God will keep you through dashed hopes. God will keep you in the midst of troubled waters. God will keep you when affliction is in your body. God will keep you through ruined relationships, because when God keeps you, you are sure enough kept. Come on, where are my folk who know you're safe in his arms? I'm safe. God is our strength. He is our keeper. But hear me well, my brothers and sisters, black folk, let us never forget the God that brought us through. Let us never forget the God who brought us over. Let us never forget the God who's keeping us and who's strengthening us right now. And if we're going to be successful in the future, I don't care who's in the White House. I don't care who is the Speaker of the House. I've come by to tell you and remind you that if God be for you, I said, if God is for you, he's more than the world against you. And black folk, one thing we cannot do is forget God. We cannot forget the God who kept our grandparents. Amen. The God who kept our great-grandparents when they were picking cotton, and when they were being beaten and abused, when they were sharecroppers, when they went through Jim Crow, they yet survived because they knew where their help came from. They knew that if they were going to make it, they needed God, who is our strength. They knew that if they were going to make it, they needed God, who is our keeper. But then the psalmist tells us one final thing. He says, the Lord is our preserver. He says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Y'all, we operate in a finite span of time. Don't you hear the writer say that man who is born of a woman has but a few days? Amen, amen. You're blessed if you get 70. And then he says that through godly strength you can get more. But I've come by to tell you that God is on duty throughout eternity. And though he seeks to save our earthly bodies from destruction, you need to understand that God is particularly interested in saving your soul. See, a lot of us think that there's just evil on earth. But I need to tell you, evil continues, amen, after death. And the Lord wants to preserve your soul from an experience of the most intense and endless evil, a place called hell. Oh, I'm glad he strengthens me here. I'm glad that he keeps me here. Amen. But you may not know it. You know, a lot of times we think everybody likes us and everybody loves us. I'm the pastor of Pleasant Hill. Amen. I've had folk come and stand in my office and look me in the face and say, Reverend Garner, you can go to hell. But I have come by as a witness today to tell you that I don't care how much you desire me to go there. I'm not going to hell. Am I by myself up in here? Hell is too hot. Hell, amen, you can't ever get out of there. I don't care how many times folks say you can go to hell. I'm not going to hell. And I'm so glad that the Lord preserves me even after I give up the ghost on this side. He wants to preserve your soul. You ought to thank him today. You ought to thank him. You ought to be glad that the Lord has you covered. And what the writer says is that God has you covered coming and going. Coming and going. Some of y'all had to travel over the dangerous highways to get here. And you may not know it, but the enemy had plotted and planned that you might have a blowout on your tire. You might have a hot engine, or you might have a car wreck. Amen. But what the enemy did not understand is that God preserves his people coming and going. Coming and going. When you belong to the Lord, it's impossible for you to find yourself alone. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Some of y'all are like me. I profess, I tell folk I'm alone. I don't, amen, necessarily want to be bothered with a lot of folk. And amen, it's nothing for me to get in my truck by myself and have a good time. Amen. And somebody asked me one time, Reverend, don't you get tired of being alone? I've come by to let somebody know that when you know God, when you are a child of God, you are never alone. Don't you hear David say, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. You ought to thank God that you're never alone. There are times when we may feel separated from the Lord, but y'all, that's our choice. Oh my, oh my. God is always calling us to come to him and rest. All the while we're seeking life, we're seeking liberty and the pursuit of happiness. God is there to guide us. Amen. God is there to comfort us. God is there to keep us. God is there to strengthen us. God is there to preserve us. You ought to thank God who is there with you. The Lord provides faultless leadership. The leaders in our history provide lessons for learning. And yet we know that life is still sometimes tumultuous. There are still wrongs to be made right. There are still losses to be turned into gains. There are still hurts to be healed. There are still offenses to be forgiven. There are still captives who need to be made free. There are still people we need to keep out of the White House. There are still some folk we need to keep out of the Congress. There are still some folk we need to keep out of the courthouse. But I'm so glad this morning that the Lord is able to open the door of deliverance. He is able to break the shackles of sin. He is able to remove